Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the fourth week of Lent, and from the United States we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is, God Does Not Abandon Us.
The reading from the Gospel of John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee. Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. And when he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. And when he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son who was near death. Jesus said to him and to the people, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The royal official said to him, sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, you may go, your son will live. The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. And while the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover, and they told him, the fever left him yesterday about 1 in the afternoon. The father realized that just at was the time Jesus had said to him, your son will live. He and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever been surprised by the welcome of others? Maybe they were of different cultures, faith, or the other side of the family. The Samaritan woman led the Samaritans of Sychar to welcome Jesus. Samaritans, people who had great animosity for the Jews, welcomed Jesus. Jesus changing water to wine led the people in Cana to welcome him, and other Galileans saw his signs in Jerusalem. He knew those who depended on signs to believe in him. The royal official, probably a member of Herod's court, sought Jesus to come home to Capernaum and heal his son who was dying. Jesus said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Jesus was calling for belief in him before and without signs and wonders. How often have we stood beside those who are sick or dying, those in accidents, or with family problems, or watching news reports, and prayed fervently for healing, for change, wondering if God was there at all? The royal official, like us, was called to believe in God's presence and power without seeing tangible evidence. He was told, go home, and his son would live. He left and believed, and his servants told him, his faith was not in vain. His son lives and started to recover just at the time Jesus sent him home with the promise. Not everyone is cured. Many times we wonder if and when God will act. Today, God acts in us, in how we are the presence of Jesus to others. This Lent, we are called to see the pains of the people in the world around us, to take time to listen and respond with whatever gifts or wisdom we might have. Some need food, others someone to care and listen. Can we believe that Jesus, who made loaves and fishes to feed 5,000, take the love we have and see that it is enough? That the words we tell our children can be heard, even if it doesn't seem so. Can we let God be God and return to ourselves, trusting God's love can encircle our biggest fears and problems and hold us tight? Today, let us bring the needs to God, the needs we have and the needs of others, and go about our lives believing we are not alone.